the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland, Ohio. Again, I'm Joe Galewski. Thanks for listening today. To reach Mike on the phone, Dr. Mike, you may reach him at 877-711-5211 or udocs@gmail.com. Try us out on iHeartRadio Talk and customize your health information with you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show and Radio MD. If you use the web, click Talk in the main menu and then search for you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. iHeartRadio Talk. It's a great way to be entertained and informed now with music and information, specifically health information. Dr. Gary Gensberg will not be with us this week. He'll be back next week, but with us today will be Dr. Arthur Perry, Straight Talk from the Docs at 35 after the hour. And what's the game plan for today?
The game plan, he's going to review what he did on his last 2 weeks away from us, which was he visited Great Britain and France and some other European countries. But one of the interesting things is there's a law in France that you can't even get Botox without a 15-day waiting period. So all cosmetic surgery is a 15-day waiting period should you do that. And the British health system is so scrapped for dollars, they're talking about sending, they actually are sending, some of their heart surgery patients to India because it's much less expensive than getting the same heart surgery in Great Britain. What do you think about that? And Arthur's going to tell his tales from talking to physicians and patients about that.
Straight Talk from the Docs at 35 after the hour. What kind of health system does Britain have if they're sending people places other than Britain to be treated?
Well, obviously they have a very good one, but they're strapped for cash. So it's a very, very interesting, situation relating to the costs of care and rationing, and will we come to that same process in the United States, sending patients to India for cardiac surgery?
That's Dr. Arthur Perry at 35 past the hour. Between now and then, let's have Dr. Mike talk about some of the top medical stories of the week. Pumping up your recommended daily allowance of protein does some good things for you.
Yeah, this is very interesting because this was a very good study that looked at the amount of protein in a diet. And the recommended daily allowance is around a gram of protein for each kilogram, or if you look at it by, pounds, if you weigh 150 pounds, they recommend about a half a pound gram of protein per pound. This study, they did both two times as much and three times as much, as well as the regular amount of protein. And they found that in people trying to lose weight, it was a large randomized controlled study, and they found, which are the best kind, and they found in people trying to lose weight that those who had roughly a gram of protein per pound of weight lost the least amount of muscle mass, that is, they lost fat mass to a greater degree than muscle mass. So weightlifters have done this for a long time with protein supplements, but in fact, I think rather than doing it with protein supplements, just get it with salmon burgers and nuts. Those are my favorite sources, and legumes. Those are my favorite sources of protein. Those are healthy proteins. So you can get it that way without getting many calories and get, in fact, something that helps you not feel as hungry at the same time and lose fat mass, not muscle mass. So the muscles use a lot of calories. Now, they didn't look at brain mass.
Mm-hmm.
And brain mass is one of the key things. You know, the only organ in the body, really, that size matters is your brain. And it's the areas of the hippocampus. There's another study this week where the insula, which is part of the hippocampal neurons, is one of the first to decline in getting dementia. It's also a way you can build it with exercise, with stress relief, and yes, to a little degree, you build it with video games. So it's a multitasking video game, makes our brains act younger by building the connections, and those connections increase brain size. So we don't have what happened to brain size. All we have is what happened to muscle mass, but hopefully the same thing happened to brain size.
I love salmon. Can you eat salmon every day? Is that all right?
Sure. You want to eat it from a variety of different places. So I get salmon burgers. Mm-hmm. They're the overage of the Alaska Salmon Run, so they're the healthiest salmon. They put them into salmon burgers. There's 20 grams of protein per burger in the kind I get. So if you have three of those, you're getting 60 grams of protein, and then you can have a little more. But I have those, and it's about a 500-calorie meal. And so it's one of my favorites. You got to eat a variety, though. That's one of the keys. And make sure you don't get toxicity from any fish. Eat it from a variety of places. So don't eat just the salmon burgers. But they come, you know, I think it's 12 for $10. So it's a pretty darn good bargain at your neighborhood Costco or BJ's store.
Well, I can
also buy the canned salmon and make your own. Yeah. And all canned salmon is wild. So it's one of the cheapest ways.
Canned is actually even less expensive. I don't find it as tasty, but I do have the canned salmon cooked. You cook it a little bit. It's already cooked, but you can cook it more and then add it to salad. So it's a great different source of salmon, and likely to have, if you will, if there are any contaminants, it's likely to have a variety, different variety than the than the frozen burgers.
What do you put on a salmon burger? Anything you put on it? Hollandaise sauce
you
or whatever?
Hollandaise sauce. Give me a break. You can put mustard on it. Uh-huh. I actually love them plain.
Yeah.
They taste great. I put garlic and pepper on it. So I cook them with garlic and pepper.
Uh-huh.
So they're already seasoned by the time I launch into them.
I put sriracha on mine because I like hot stuff.
You put what on it?
Sriracha.
Sriracha?
Have you ever had it?
No, never have.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
It's hot?
Yeah, yes, it's really
spicy.
Hot.
It'll burn your tongue, Joe.
Try it and let me
careful,
know what you
be
think.
Be careful. You don't have too much at once or you'll start sweating up a storm.
Okay. Thanks for the warning on that.
But going back to that protein study really fast, mm-hmm. before people start eating protein in abundance, this is one of the first studies that has seen an actual benefit, because prior studies have found that too much protein can actually be really bad for you, that it can lead to dehydration, added stress on the kidneys, especially if you have certain health conditions, that too much protein can be detrimental to your health. And in addition, excessive intake of any macronutrient, it ends up being stored as fat if you're consuming too many calories. So doubling up on your protein, if you're not going to restrict your calories, is only going to end up leading to more fat being stored, because too much protein, if you're getting too many calories, ends up being stored as fat, just like carbohydrates.
Yeah, so that is an important point. I mean, in other words, they had uniform calorie diets in the study, and just one had two times the RDA of protein, or your weight in pounds in protein grams. So if you weigh 140 pounds, you had 140 grams of protein. The third, if you tripled that to 210 grams, you didn't gain any advantage over the, and as Bridget correctly points out, too much protein without enough water, or too much protein in general, can cause kidney disorders.
And I think that people perceive protein to just be like, oh, the more the better, let's just eat it all, eat all protein diets, and then we will lose weight. And it's actually not the case. It's more about like reaching an optimal protein intake for your physical activity and your weight.
All right, we'll be back with more of the top medical stories of the week on the way to Dr. Arthur Perry at 35 minutes after the hour. If you have an email or question for Dr. Mike, it's udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. How ethical is a false reality? What exactly is metabolically healthy obesity? And when football teams lose, the losing football team's fans reach for the junk food. All coming up on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.